Thank you. Good morning, everyone. What a good morning. What a beautiful day in Annapolis. Gorgeous here. Thank you so much, President Miller. You know, you heard that I came to this job from being an historian and being a teacher, a few university connections you heard, and I wrote a couple of books, and one of the conditions of my job is that I cannot hawk my own books, okay? Though there was this last book that President Miller mentioned called Power, Faith, and Fantasy, America in the Middle East, 1776 to the present, now available at famously reduced prices on Amazon, but if you open up to the early section, if you look up in the index under Kennedy, of course, you'll see John F. Kennedy. You'll see a few Kennedys in there who've had important relationships to the Middle East. But you'll also see an entry for Thomas Kennedy. Those of you who may have heard the name Thomas Kennedy. Thomas Kennedy was a representative in this body at the early part of the 19th century, at a time when there were about 150 Jews living in Maryland, but they were prohibited by law, by the Constitution of the state of Maryland, from serving in this house. Serving in the Senate, serving in the House of Representatives, they're prohibited by law. And Thomas Kennedy wasn't Jewish, got up there and said, no, America, everybody should have an opportunity in America to serve this country. And he fought tooth and nail against that restriction, and he won. He won. He got the right of Jews to serve in the Maryland legislature as representatives. And beyond that, Thomas Kennedy was an early supporter of what was known as the Restoration Movement, the idea that the Jews should be able to be restored to their ancient homeland in the land of Israel and recreate their state, basically Zionism. And Thomas Kennedy had this vision, and there's a quote in the book that talked about the flags, the Jewish flags, unfurling over the walls of Jerusalem in an independent Jewish state. He wrote this 200 years ago. And he influenced John Adams, the second president of the United States, to support that issue. He influenced Abraham Lincoln to support it. And later, Woodrow Wilson, of course, Harry Truman, who became the first president in history in the United States to make, in the world, to recognize the recreated Jewish state when it declared its independence on May 14th, 1948. But the connection between Maryland and Israel didn't end there, not the historical connection. Some of you may have heard the name Henrietta Zold, a daughter of Baltimore, who went off to the land of Israel in the 20s and 30s and created a healthcare system, including what is today one of the world's leading healthcare systems, the Hadassah Medical Centers. We have great universal healthcare in Israel, largely thanks to Henrietta Zold of Maryland. Not far from here in Baltimore Harbor in 1947, the Exodus set sail. It was a ship that used to run between Baltimore and Norfolk. A rundown ship that was acquired by the Jewish agency and filled with refugees from Hitler's death camps in Europe, the survivors, and try to break through what was then a British blockade, preventing Jews from reaching the land of Israel. Some of us are old enough to remember the movie with Paul Newman. But in the movie, they actually reached there. In the reality, the boat was stopped by the British and sent back to Germany, of all places. And this caused a sensation throughout the world, a great upheaval of protest, and was instrumental in persuading representatives of the United Nations to help create that Jewish state in 1948. The great historical connection between Maryland and the state of Israel, it doesn't end there. There is a great commercial relationship between Maryland and the state of Israel. $60 million in goods and services, transport, travel between our two states. That's a 40% increase since 2009 alone. At a time when American businesses are outsourcing to China and India, Israeli businesses are outsourcing to Maryland. Thousands of residents of this state are employed in Israeli industry, whether in biotechnical, biomedical, defense industries. Teva, the largest pharmaceutical generic company in the world, has major plants here in Maryland. May you never have to take one of these things, but one out of every five pills taken by Americans is a Teva pill. We wish you health, but it has helped and gives employment for thousands of people in the state of Maryland. We're involved in joint research, University of Maryland, John Hopkins University. This year, Israel won its 10th Nobel Prize in chemistry. A professor by the name of Daniel Shechtman, who did his research right here in John Hopkins University. University of Maryland has an extraordinary Israel studies program as well, the Guildenhorn Center. So many different connections. Maryland also has a Israel Development Center here, headed by Barry Bogaj, who's right at this moment in Israel exploring joint startup projects between Israel and Maryland, and there are a great number of these projects through Maryland, through Montgomery County. We're deeply appreciative of this. Maryland finally is involved in the strategic relationship between Israel and this country, not only in defense-related industries, but in the great effort to prevent Iran from acquiring military nuclear capabilities that will threaten not only us, but threaten the entire Middle East and the world and the United States. Maryland is a leader in the divestment effort against Iran, truly a leader. So in every possible way, historically, spiritually, commercially, scientifically, intellectually, strategically, politically, we are linked. And we are linked by a great fabric of friendship and common shared values. When you come to Israel, you'll find democratic forums just like this one, where our elected officials sit. You should know they do not sit so politely as you do. We have a rather loud, rambunctious democracy. Our chairs are sort of screwed down into the floor, but for all sorts of reasons. But this is part of this extraordinary relationship. And for that, on the behalf of the government, the state, and the people of Israel, I want to say to each and every one of you, Todah Rabah.